Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, GAA President Jarlath Burns has stated that the All-Ireland finals will remain in July up to 2026 and any future move back to August or September will be a decision for his successor. This year's hurling final will be played on the 20th of July with the football decider on the 27th of July. And next year, the hurling final is scheduled during a busy summer of sport on the 19th of July, which will be the same day as the Men's World Cup final in New Jersey and the last day of the Open Golf Championship at Birkdale. Since 2022, All-Ireland Finals have been playing in July with the calendar being rearranged around the split-season formula of reserve time for club and inter-county, which wasn't met with widespread approval. Well, to discuss all of this further, we're joined now on the line by John Prenti, who's Chief Executive of Connacht GAA, and former All-Ireland hurler with Wexford, Tom Dempsey. And you're both very welcome to the programme. John, I'll come to yourself first because you were actually involved in rearranging the GAA season and you had to factor in, as I mentioned, the club championship when you were doing so. And all in all, it resulted in the All-Ireland Finals being situated in July. Controversial decision at the time. Are you happy with how it's worked out?
Yeah, I'd be very happy the way it's worked out, and I'm not sure it was a controversial decision at the time, because if it went to Congress and got overwhelming support, maybe people who weren't hugely involved in the games were a bit peeved about it, but Congress was widely supportive and still are. The fixture review committee set up by John Horan, we consulted widely at the time. We examined previous relevant reports. We looked at the main thing that came out of it. There was a huge imbalance in the attention given to inter-county games versus club games. And at that time as well, you remember, we had the Club Players Association, who were very vocal at the time about the plight of the club player. And interesting, they don't exist anymore, because the club player is quite happy with the way the fixture situation is. I think as an association, you've got to remember that we're 100% of our club players play with their club, but only 2% of our club players play with the inter-counties. So we had to redress the balance some way, and I think we've done a good job on that.
All right, Tom Dempsey, would you agree? Are you happy with how everything is working, or do you think we need to look again?
Yeah, Sarah, I suppose firstly I'd just like to say I'm very, very proud of the GAA, and I'm not here to knock the GAA and its voluntary contribution to society, because we all live it every day, and well done to John and their committee as well. But for me, Sarah, the present system doesn't adequately cover the promotion of our games. I deal with the youth, I train young teams, and particularly to our youth. The reason being is the window of promotion is too short for an inter-county game at the moment in the summer. June, July, August, September are, you know, traditional warm weather months of the GAA, and we need the Lee Chins, the Pat Horgans, Shane O'Donnells on our biggest stages, Crow Park, Thurles, and on our television screens. And really, to allow everybody to enjoy the, you know, how special our sports are. I'll just give you one quick example. The Leinster Hurling Championship, we're promoting it down here in Wexford. It starts on April the 19th, and for some teams, it could be Wexford or Antrim. It could be, I hope it could be Clare, Kilkenny or Galway, but they will be out by May the 25th. Now, that's 5 or 6 weeks. So you have a county, say, and I'll talk about my own county, Wexford, who are out of the championship in 5 or 6 weeks. Players will have trained for 6 months, which is too much in my book as well, for 1 month's competition. And I mean, the World Cup tournament, not the qualifiers, goes on for as long as that. And it just doesn't fit for me. And I do believe that, the managers, their injuries are the main problem. If you get a muscle tear, at the very start of that championship, for 5 or 6 weeks, you're going to be out of the championship. So I think we're losing a huge opportunity.
I know, but hang on a second here, Tom. You're talking about the inter-county scene. 99% of the GAA is a club scene, from juvenile to senior, is John's point. And they were waiting around under the traditional calendar for September finals to be over.
Yeah, but no, not really, Cormac. That's a kind of a misconception there.
Well, no, they were still, an awful lot of counties.
But you have to remember, Cormac, there are only two teams reach the All-Ireland every year. What I'm saying is that you intersperse. I think there's a few things we could do. And I know it's a big ask and a big aim, and it would take an awful lot of change or whatever, but I would like to see the club and county championships run together with each other. You know, I don't believe that you have to be not training or not doing anything before you play inter-county for 6 months. I think you should play club games along with that.
Well, what about John? Can I go back? Could they be run together, the club and county?
Everything is possible, but you have to go back to the time when it was run together, and the clubs, they got their own deal out of all that stick, because the club players whether they were whispered in the ear by the county manager or whether they picked up injuries with the county teams or whatever, there wasn't 100% commitment from the club player to the county, to the club team, at the county player to the club team at that time. Mm. And that has changed rapidly now, where all club players are available for their club teams in the championship in particular.
And John, do you have any concern about, was it clashing, like I laid out what's going to happen next year with the World Cup final in New Jersey on the same day and the Open Golf Championship on the same day as the All-Ireland final on the 19th of July, and people left really with the choice, what do I do?
Well, for the World Cup thing, that's in America, so I assume the games would be at night in that time, in the evening time in particular, so that if people who want to watch them on TV, there are opportunities to do that. Unless Rory McIlroy is playing Shane Lowry in the final of the Open tournament.
Well, he could be.
I would say that you'd miss 5 points in last year's All-Ireland final while they'd be lining up a boat in the car soon.
I'm a big kind of every sport, but I love soccer as well. But just a little bit on the club thing, because I am very pro-club. But at the moment, during the season now, there's no opportunity for a club player to impress during the season to force his way onto the county. Teddy McCarthy, just take for example, was brought into the Cork panel 3 or 4 weeks before an All-Ireland final back in the 90s. And now probably the most famous All-Ireland. He's one of the few men that have won the double in 1 year, the only man that's won the double in 1 year. That I think what we need to do is cut down on county training collectively. It's a bigger issue, but the club situation, I would be totally in support of. And I know there's about 97% our club.
Can I ask you, Tom, finally, before we wrap up, is there a revenue aspect to this, do you think? I mean, lots of concerts being hosted in Croke Park in August. That'll obviously be a big revenue builder for the GAA.
Yeah, I think, Sarah, and I'd say John will agree with me on this, the GAA need to make money. And I see, and again, we're talking about soccer, but we see professional soccer players earning 20 million plus per year. And then the Munster Council makes 6 or 7 million with revenue, which is brilliantly got back down to the grassroots of the GAA. The GAA need to make money like every organisation, because you won't run anything without money. So I think, in fairness to the GAA, they're trying their best to run concerts. They're trying to get a balance there, and they will have to keep that going.
Okay, interested to hear from our listeners on this to 51551. Thank you both very much for joining us on the programme this evening. That is John Prenti and Tom Dempsey.